Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. Our phone number 855-853-4802. On a normal day, if you're listening to the podcast, that's what the number is. But on our episode this evening, the phone number to call into to share your ghost story with us is 216-GHOST-10. 216-446-7810. What?
They can't see us.
Oh, they can't see us yet, can they?
Hi, guys.
Hi. You could hear me, though. We were in the dark. We were in the dark because I did not put that from cue over to program. So anyhow, we're here. You've been hearing us the whole time. Welcome. 216-446-7810, the phone number to call in and share your real ghost story with us live tonight here on Spirits with Spirits. And, of course, we'll be watching the comments throughout the evening on Facebook. So feel free to leave those for us, and I will try and get through them as soon as I can. So please do leave them there. All right. Yes, people were like, screen's blank.
Yeah.
Yep. That's me. That's my fault. So that's how we do it here. Look, we already have calls ready to go.
Okay.
We got a caller at 215. You hang on. Our first caller that has come in tonight is a caller at 314. But I want you two to hang on as well for just a moment because I want to do a little bit of housekeeping here and quickly talk about what we have here tonight for our Spirit with Spirit for the evening, and then we'll go right to your call. So just hang on there. It is from Anchorage Distillery in Anchorage, Alaska.
Yes.
And this is, they've sent us three different ones. We have Ghost Pepper Vodka. We have Moonshine Whiskey. And then we have their Glacial Melt, all crafted from 100% local Alaskan grain. And then they use glacier water to, for like the water you add into it.
That's pretty cool.
And it's good. It's unique though. And I can't quite put my finger on what it is, but there's a uniqueness to it that is really neat. And I suppose it has everything to do with the environment at which where everything is grown and distilled. But it's cool. So, Anchorage Distillery, is our Spirit with Spirit tonight. Thank you guys for being our Spirit with Spirit. Are you good over there right now?
I'm good. I don't need a refill yet.
I have an empty glass right here, so I'm going to have some of this. I'm going to mix it with some soda as well so I don't like keep the screen on black for an extended period of time during our broadcast. And I thought I'd say this because I always ask everybody at the beginning of the show, please share this show with your friends as we're doing it live. It helps other folks find us and know that we are doing this thing tonight. And I had a higher number in mind, but I might go a little bit lower just so I can get it in earlier and be done with it. But I thought, okay, there's that Ghost Pepper one over there. Can you hand me that bottle? And there's literally a Ghost Pepper in the bottle. See? See it there? It's just swimming around in the Ghost Pepper vodka. My dad tried this the other day and was like, oh!
Yeah, he kind of did.
And I took a little sip. I was like, oh my gosh, that is hot. And this would be great like in a Bloody Mary or something. Obviously, probably one you don't want to drink straight unless you're just into that much heat. But very flavorful, I'll say that much. If we get up to 70 live streams at any given time here tonight, so share away. And when that happens, I watch the count over here. When it hits that, I'm not going to do a full shot. Otherwise, the show will be done at that point. And it'll just be me in pain in the corner. Once we get up to, which is not far away, once we get up to 70 on the live stream here tonight, I'll do that. So please share. The more you share, the faster you share this. And the more people you let know to start watching this stream, the faster that pain will happen on camera. So it's almost like a little bit of,
just keep
it by me.
It's coming.
Will just keep it by me. So Sure away. That'll be the fun moment of the program tonight. Okay, let's go to our first caller that we have on the line. And by the way, if you call in tonight, just stay on hold until we get over to your call. We have many, many lines open. So caller at 314. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Casey and I'm calling from Springfield, Missouri.
Ah, not far away at all.
No.
We are in Branson. No. So what's your ghost story for us tonight, Casey?
Okay, so the ghost story I will tell you tonight. So I actually live in St. Louis. I go to school here in Springfield. I'm in college. So I was at home during a break, and my house isn't super old. My parents built it maybe 17 years ago, but it still makes those eerie creaking sounds at night, and especially when like the heat turns on. I'm used to hearing my windows creak and the floors creak, and I always stay up really late at night, so those sounds are really prevalent. And one night I was up really late, the rest of my family was asleep, and I was starting to hear the normal creaking sounds of my house at night, and the windows were creaking. But I was sitting there, and usually when the windows creak, it's only for a minute or two. But this continued for maybe 10 minutes, and it started to escalate, and it got super loud to the point where I started to get worried that my window was going to break. So I thought maybe someone was on the other side trying to break in, but that would be pretty impossible because I live on the second floor. And I have the heavy shade in front of my curtain, so I couldn't see out the window. I couldn't see if anything was out there. But I was starting to get pretty worried because it sounded like the window was going to be ripped right out of the wall and the glass was going to shatter. And I stood up thinking something was going to burst through at any moment. And I quickly called my dad into my room so he could look and check it out. And as soon as he got into the room, no sounds were made. Nothing happened. Everything went back to normal.
Have you ever seen Salem's Lot?
I haven't.
There's this part.
Watch it.
These vampire kids float in front of the window on the outside, and they like scratch on the window and stuff. So
on the second floor.
That's where my mind was going. I'm glad you didn't open that window because there's no telling what you would have seen.
And it's probably a good thing you had not seen that prior. Otherwise, that would have made an already creepy experience 10 times creepier.
Yeah.
I mean, that's quite a feat where you are concerned that the window is going to break. That's beyond just like a little, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that story with us. Creepy stuff. Appreciate you calling in tonight.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
All right, have a good one. Let's go to a caller over at 215. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
Tony and Jenny. It's me, Robert Costa from Warrington, Pennsylvania again.
Oh, hey, Robert, how you doing?
Good. I was the guy that called in a couple weeks ago about...
Sure.
The digital versus analog photography.
Yeah, yeah, you got a ghost story for us tonight?
Yes.
All right.
As soon as I hung up, my mother reminded me of something that happened to her when she was a kid, so I thought I would share it with you.
Okay.
She's not sure exactly what age she was, but when she was younger, her grandfather passed away on her mother's side, so it was her mother's dad. And not soon after that, she remembers she was in bed, and she woke up, and she remembers seeing him walk by her doorway, and he looked at her, and she says he was dressed in old clothes, like he looked like a bishop, mm-hmm. And then he continued down the hallway. So I naturally thought, well, maybe he was just going to visit her mother, which would be his daughter.
Sure.
But that was the one time she had a a paranormal experience. I, on the other hand, have never had one, and I'm always I'm the one that's always interested in this kind of stuff. Have you or Jenny ever experienced anything yourself?
Yeah, I mean, some things. I mean, the thing is, I feel like a lot of mine pale in comparison to a lot of the stories that we get in.
Yeah, mine do too. I haven't, thankfully, seen any full-bodied apparitions or anything. I've had a poke and a frisky ghost touch my butt at a winery, so that was fun. But other than that, not too much. And then we figured out that my childhood imaginary friend was probably not so imaginary.
Mm-hmm.
Just when I realized that not everybody sees their actual imaginary friend, and mine dressed from a time period I was not familiar with.
And I would love to go back and find that episode and listen to your because she had this realization live on the air.
Yeah.
It was a very early episode of the program.
The winery that you were at, was it an old historic place?
Yes.
It was. I don't remember what it was. Do you?
I could be wrong. I believe it was a schoolhouse at one time. It was in Algoma, Wisconsin, right along the lake there, along Lake Michigan. So a port town, you know, shipping town, big old limestone building.
So it probably did have a lot of paranormal activity at one time.
Well, it still does, and they actively talk about it.
Yeah.
When we're there.
So I guess, would you say, Jenny, then you have more or less, you're more sensitive to that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I'm more sensitive. I'm by no means a medium. I don't see things, but I can feel energies. I can feel negative energies. I can feel when there's something around me. Sometimes.
Can you feel like positive energy, I guess?
You know, not so much. I tend to pick up on bad things.
She finds the negative.
I do.
I wanted to ask you one thing. In my opinion, it appears that most people, whether they're, you know, they can pick up on stuff like that, it seems like anybody can be more susceptible to, like, negative energy because... Just like in real life, you're more susceptible to pick up on something negative. You know, there could be like a million positive things going on, and it's that one negative thing that will stick with you.
Sure.
That's my personality anyway, so that doesn't surprise me a bit for me.
Even outside of paranormal.
Yeah.
But I think some of that might, you know, play in, though, to just how you're able to pick up on things, too. I mean, don't you? I mean, just...
I kind of operate on a baseline negative anyway, so if I'm feeling something beyond that, it's mm-hmm. pretty negative.
Sure.
You always seem so, uplifting or happy when you're on the show. It's hard to imagine you're negative.
That's a different Jenny that we have on during the day shows.
Yeah.
This is a different Jenny at night. But don't let the other Jenny know the other Jenny knows that the other one exists, because that would be
I appreciate that, Robert. Thank you.
Before I go, I do want to ask for some assistance with your website. How do I go – when I go back to your website, like, say, a few days later, how do I locate – like the video from tonight where I called in, because I do want to share them with other people.
Well, these episodes, they'll be on the website, on the main page, roughly we're about like 2 to 3 weeks in advance right now from when this episode will hit the actual podcast feed. So it's a bit of a delay at this point. We're kind of buffering a little bit for a week that we're going to be off. But that's about how far it will be until this episode goes live beyond just the Facebook feed. So it will be there, though.
So they'll all just be on the main page.
Yep, at realghoststoriesonline.com, correct.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for your time.
Sure. Thanks for calling in tonight, Robert. Have a good one.
And
the phone number, I'm sorry, I
Sorry about that.
Sorry, Robert. 216-GHOST-10. 216-GHOST-10 is our phone number to call in and share your real ghost story with us. We would love to hear it. For those caller, it's 706. Hang on 1 second for me. For those of you just tuning in, I issued the challenge a little bit earlier, and we're like darn near close to it, of share this live tonight so we can get more viewers on the live feed. And once we hit about 70 or so of the live in-stream viewership at any given time, I will break into this. This is the Ghost Pepper Vodka from the Anchorage Distillery. And as you can see, there's a ghost pepper right there that's just been sitting there. Is it fermenting when it's in the vodka, or is it just...
I don't know.
I don't know what the right word would be. Permeating the vodka. But there's like, even like, if you like look at this in light, there's a clear orange hue to the liquid itself.
It's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt. And oh God, we're getting close.
Yeah.
Probably by the end of this call, we'll be doing this. All right, caller at 706. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sylvia from Cleveland, Georgia.
Sylvia, welcome to the program. You have a ghost story for us tonight?
Actually, I got a few, but I'll probably go tell you one about my mom and the house that she lives in right now.
Okay.
And the house that she lives in right now, they've been there for about 15 years, and they would come home and they would hear Christian music playing, which they really don't listen to Christian music. They're Hispanic, they listen to a lot of Mexican music. Mm-hmm. So normally that would not be playing at all. But my dad used to see a little boy by the fireplace, who come to find out the little boy was actually murdered by his parents in that house. And my dad would see him on a regular basis. And it just freaks him out to, just when he sees him. But they don't see him as much as they used to. And but it just, for him, it just... He just does not like to sleep. He used to sleep in the living room, and he just does not like to sleep in that room anymore because waking up to see him just staring at him from the fireplace.
How bizarre to have a murder in the house, but then you have Christian music playing. I mean, what a weird combination.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is. I texted my mom last night because I told her, I said, we're going to be listening tonight, and I was going to call in to make sure, asking her, do you remember this? And she's like, yeah, that's exactly how it is. And so I just wanted to get my facts straight.
I wonder if it's him turning it on. Maybe not so much the negative energy or entity in the house that, goes along with a murder, but maybe the little boy, maybe he likes that. Maybe he feels comforted by that.
Trying to find positivity or something, I would be disturbed too if I walked in my house and Michael W. Smith was constantly playing.
Well, I would be more disturbed to find out that a little boy was murdered in
that
house.
Too.
I mean, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah.
That, to me, when we found that out, that was a little freaky. I was like, "Why do you still want to live there?" But then again, it comes down to one of those things where you bought the house and you really can't move. But I have actually one more story, and I think it's more of a sleep paralysis. Maybe this is like when I was in my 20s, moved into a very new apartment, and I'm sleeping and I feel this pressure on my chest, and I'm looking at the time my husband, so ex now, and I'm trying to scream and trying to move, and I can't, none of it, I can't, I'm trying so hard, and I just start to pray. And all of a sudden, I see, like, a black shadow, like, moving on the carpet. We had gray carpet, and I just see this black shadow on the carpet just move away. And then finally, I was able to breathe. I'm laying there, and I'm like, how can you not feel me, like, trying to, like, move and scream? And he was just sleeping like nothing. And, whether, I don't know, sleep paralysis or was something there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to know sometimes with that sort of a experience, because sleep paralysis can be such a tricky thing. There's so many ways where it can feel like it really is, you know, something paranormal, and a lot of times it can just be very much psychological. But there's many situations where it goes beyond that, and a lot of times I think that ties in when you have further evidence beyond just the moment,
like evidence when you are awake the next day. Say you think something scratched you, and you wake up and you do see scratches, or somebody else felt the entity there. I mean, yeah. it's hard to say, but I definitely think that there are some cases where it's paranormal.
Yeah.
It was just so vivid. Like, I felt like I was awake. Like, sure. I just felt like, what the heck is going on? That was my first time of feeling something like that. I've had a few things in, you know, recently, stuff that scared the crap out of my husband, that I would be in my sleep making some crazy noises and scared him that he slept with the light on. We slept with the light on for days because I scared him so much.
Yeah. It can be very, very troubling, without a doubt. That is a very weird state to be in, and especially if it's like your first time going through it, you don't know what the heck's going on. Thank you for calling in and sharing your stories, and thanks for taking your time to share your stories, because you're saving me from the agony of having to do a shot of ghost pepper vodka.
He's got to do it now.
I want to do the shot.
Yeah, well, come on down. We're about to do it. If you want to hang on the line, I'll do it with you on the line. And I just want to say, a caller at 269, a caller at 778, and a caller at 210. Hang on the line. We're going to get to you guys next. I'm going to grab a shot glass over here because I'm not going to mix it in with my. This is because what I have over here is going to be like the saving redemption of the moment.
Do you want the big shot glass or the little shot glass?
I tell you what, I will. I will grab the
spicy stuff.
Yeah, it this.
And I would love a shot of that.
Oh God, this is spicy, and it's really good stuff from them. So, I'll tell you what, I'll get the regular size bar size shot glass, and I will let you pour it, and you can decide if you want how much you want to torture your husband tonight. It's all on Jenny.
That sucks. I hate it when you make me be the bad guy. Ugh.
You never know. You might be the good guy later.
All right, y'all. Here we go.
Here's the shot glass. Here we go. Thank you guys for listening, by the way. Okay, that's fair. That's probably more than I would have poured.
It's more than you would have poured, but it's not a full glass.
We're about a half a shot here. And these are, I think, like about Wisconsin-sized shot glasses. So for the rest of the country, this is probably a normal-sized shot.
Well, I love you guys. I actually just became an EPP about two weeks ago. So I'm at episode 127 right now.
Well, good. You got some great episodes coming up. And there's there's a brand new Seeing Ghosts that we just posted this week as well, too. So there's some fun stuff out there. I'll let you go, and I'll do the shot. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, caller at 269, caller at 778, caller at 210. Hang on the line. Okay, let's just do this. Ready? Here we go. Ghost pepper, everyone. Holy crap. Well, that's good times. Caller at 269, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Julie. I'm calling from Southwest Michigan.
Hey, Julie. You know what? I'm doing okay. I'm able to talk here. So,
are you in pain?
Oh, good.
You know, not...
I was worried.
Not as bad as I thought I was going to be. You know, I just had like a little drop of it the other day when my dad was down here. And the little drop burned a heck of a lot more than that did. That really wasn't horrible.
Okay.
It really has a nice flavor. I mean, it's really, if you like sriracha, that's good. Okay, Julie, what's your ghost story?
Well, before I start with my story, I want to tell Jenny that my butt was grabbed a few years ago in Gettysburg.
Oh, you know, they're frisky, aren't they? I think maybe they just don't get any on the other side, so they get whatever they can over here.
It's really surprising. Anyways, my story is not really a ghost story, but it's just something really weird that happened last weekend that ranks really high up there on the weird shit-o-meter. My husband usually works first shift, but he picked up the second shift overtime. They're short-staffed. He works at a hospital. So last Saturday night, he worked until 11 o'clock. And I was laying in bed with my dog. We have a pit bull mix. His name is Sheldon Cooper, after the guy on the Big Bang Theory. But we were snuggled up in bed listening to a real ghost story. And my husband texted me about 11 o'clock and said he was on his way home. About 30 minutes later, the dog lifts his head up, his ears perk up, and he looks out the bedroom door and he starts barking. He jumps down and runs out into the living room. And I hear our front door squeak open. It's kind of squeaky. And my husband yells, "Hello." So I get up out of bed and I wander out to the living room to say hi to him. And he's not there. We have a motion detector on our front porch. It wasn't on. His car wasn't in the driveway. There was absolutely nobody home.
Doppelganger.
I don't know what else to make of that. I mean, we were talking earlier in the week, and it's an episode that'll be coming out in a couple of weeks about defining what a doppelganger is. And this one seems to define it more traditionally.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about it being something that's not living, trying to mimic something that is still living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a whole lot of interaction
involved.
It's just kind of there. And it's almost like doppelgangers, to me, a lot of times are very passive.
Right. And I don't think of it as a residual, because sometimes you think you hear a voice that, you know, somebody that used to be around or something, and you think it's a residual. But in this case, you know, the dog perked up. Your husband's obviously still around, so yeah. I think it's a doppelganger.
Yeah, I would go with that, too. That's a creepy story.
That is.
Thank you for calling in and sharing that one tonight. Really do appreciate that.
Not a problem.
All right, have a great night. The phone number is 216-GHOST-10, 216-GHOST-10. Caller at 210, hang on the line. Caller at 778, you're up. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Is that me?
It's you, yes.
Hey, you guys, this is Eugene from South Africa.
Wow, Eugene. Well, welcome to the show tonight. You got a ghost story for us?
Yes. We were moving my father-in-law's place, and it was really creepy. And we were supposed to move his furniture over, but I stood in the place, and somebody touched my butt.
It's butt touching.
And I turned around, and I thought there was nobody there.
Yeah, been there. Had that one happen.
It happens.
Yeah,
it does seem to happen. Is that the story?
But no, that's not the story.
Okay. What's the story?
Jenny, you, the last time I told you my ghost story, you asked why was my wife so bad at me for telling me the ghost story. Can you remember that?
Yeah, I wanted to know why she cursed demons upon you, what you did.
because I was kind of like a smartass, you know, and she said she knows that I will be scared if she pulled a demon on me.
Yeah.
I could see that happening. I could see that being an issue. Well, hey, thanks for calling in tonight. We do appreciate it. 216-GHOST-10 is our phone number. 216-GHOST-10 to share your ghost stories with us. Caller at 210, you're up. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Cassandra. Hi, Jenny. Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Hey.
Y'all are the best. I get through work with y'all.
Well, thank you. Glad we can be that soft rock relief for your work day from the 70s, 80s, and today.
Oh, whatever.
That's what we always used to have, like, on radio stuff. Anyhow, let's hear your story.
Well, my first quick one, I don't know what category this falls under, but when I was about maybe between 8 and 10, I was outside. It was around maybe between 11 and 12 with my cousin. And we were all jumping on trampolines. And everybody else had the idea of going inside and playing light as a feather, stiff as a board. And I've always listened to my grandma, and I've always been petrified of the devil. So I was like, no, thanks. Y'all can go by yourself. So I stayed outside on the trampoline by myself. As I'm jumping, I fall down, just kind of let myself fall. As I'm falling, I'm looking up to the sky, and out of nowhere, I see as if it's like a witch flying across the moon, and it happened to be a full moon that night. So as soon as I saw that, I ran my ass inside.
Yeah.
That's some creepy imagery. Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah. I was saying that, yeah. That's some very creepy imagery to see that.
Yeah.
Anything else happened that night?
Yeah. No, I just went ahead and went inside. I mean, I knew they weren't going to believe me, so I just kept that one to myself all these years.
Sure.
I do have a second one, and this one has to do with my cousin's girlfriend's sister's house, and she was renting it from a young guy whose mother had recently passed, and she did pass away in the house, and so she was okay with it. And so at first we didn't believe her when she told us, but when I stayed over one night, I was trying to put my son to sleep, and he ended up going to sleep. I closed the door to the room. The hallway is kind of like a T-shaped hall. And on one end of the hallway, there's a room where we were told that that room belonged to the older woman who passed away, and it had all her personal belongings in that room. So we respected it, and we let that room alone. And so that door was closed also. So I go outside with my cousins, and I have the urge to go single. So I go to the restroom, and as I'm checking on my son, I look over to the room, and the door was open. And at between that time that I had went outside, no one else had went inside. So then I went outside, and I was like, are y'all trying to play a joke on me? They're like, what are you talking about? I was like, the door to that room, I was like, it's open. And then they're like, no, you're not, da da da. They're kidding. So I was like, okay, just left it alone. And then it has to be about maybe a little bit past 3 in the middle of the night, and I started feeling cold. Like, all of a sudden, I got so cold, and I was laying with at least, like, 3 sheets over me, 3 blankets. And I opened my eyes, and while I'm opening my eyes, there's a little bit of light in the room, and I can see my son's stroller actually going back and forth. And so I'm like, okay. And so I say nothing. I didn't do nothing. I just turned over and fell back to sleep.
Yeah.
Nothing like seeing a stroller at night moving back and forth, back and forth. Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. And then in the morning, I thought that I was the only one that experienced something. So I was going to wait till anybody else said something. So my cousin and his girlfriend, they slept in the living room. And so we're talking, and then my cousin's girlfriend's like, well, what's up with you coming in late last night, and you're like moving pots and pans? And we're like, nobody was in the kitchen. And so they said it sounded like somebody was
you know, going through the cabinets, moving things around, and then you can hear as if like somebody's walking like in half slippers.
Sounds like that old lady likes to come out at night.
Yeah.
And mess with stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nocturnal old creepy lady.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, pretty much. My goodness.
That's a creepy one. Thank you for calling in and sharing that tonight. But that's going to probably wrap up the show for this evening. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for calling in. Join us again next Thursday night for another – or Tuesday night for another Spirit with Spirits here. We'll talk with you then. If you like the program, please press subscribe, whatever platform it is you're listening to our show on. Go to ghostpodcast.com. Get your bonus episodes of the program. Almost 200 EPP bonus episodes up there now, ready for you to download, and a brand new episode of Seeing Ghosts posted as well. So check that out at ghostpodcast.com. So thanks, everybody, for watching tonight. We will see you again here next week. And we've had pretty good luck with Facebook on this show so far. But
so far, yeah.
It happens. So we got through most of the program. So thank you guys for watching. Have a great night. And we'll see you next week here with Real Ghost Stories Online.